This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 428 for Thursday, June 8th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was higher on Thursday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean oil surged and European rapeseed showed strength, while Malaysian palm oil was lower. Crude oil also moved lower today on speculation the United States Federal Reserve is set for another interest rate hike. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of the United States cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract was up $9.60 per ton at $679.80, while the November canola contract was up $8.90 per ton at $656.30. In the U.S., traders were selling their positions on grain contracts before the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its monthly supply-demand estimates on Friday. Corn, soybeans, and wheat were all higher to end the day. For the week ended June 1st, the USDA reported export sales for old crop corn at 172,700 tons, nearly 14,000 less than the previous week. For new crop, there were 106,800 tons of net cancellations, compared to more than 312,000 tons of sales the week before. Mexico canceled 120,000 tons of sales. The trade expected the USDA to cut its production estimate for Argentine corn by 2 million tons to 36 million prior to Friday's report, while raising Brazilian corn production 1 million tons to 131 million. South Korea's major feed mill group purchased an estimated 132,000 tons of animal feed corn, likely from South America. The July corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The USDA's weekly export sales data showed more than 207,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for the week ended June 1st, a five-week high. New crop sales totaled more than 264,500 tons for the week, with most of the bookings going to China. Export sales for soy meal were 177,600 tons for old crop and 90,000 tons for new crop. As for soy oil, there were 300 tons of net cancellations for old crop and 100 tons of bookings for new crop. The trade predicts the USDA to cut its Argentine soybean crop production estimate to 25 million tons, while leaving Brazil's unchanged at 155 million. Iran has tendered 120,000 tons of soy meal, likely from Brazil. The July soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.63. The USDA reported that 234,800 tons of new crop wheat were sold for export for the week ended June 1st, compared to more than 466,000 tons from the previous week. Most of the bookings went to Taiwan. For the 2022-23 season, 17.76 million tons of U.S. wheat were exported. Prior to Friday's USDA report, the trade expects winter wheat production to increase by 13 million bushels to 1.672 billion. Tunisia has tendered to buy 100,000 tons of soft milling wheat. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.26. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.05. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, June 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.